This article appeared in the winter 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. UUA Presidential Campaign Reviewed by Donald E. Skinner. The Reverend Dr. Laurel Hallman and the Reverend Peter Morales spent a combined $325,000 and traveled to more than 24 joint appearances in their race to become the next UUA president. They and the chairs of their campaign spoke with UU World about the demanding travel schedule, the difficulty of identifying delegates, and the ways they structured their campaigns. Morales won the election June 27th at the UUA's General Assembly in Salt Lake City with 59% of the vote. Morales had been serving as senior minister of Jefferson Unitarian Church in Golden, Colorado, and Hallman had been serving as senior minister at First Unitarian Church of Dallas, Texas. Campaign officials said that one big problem during the campaign was identifying members of congregations who would be serving as delegates, the people who would actually be voting for president. Congregations are not required to let candidates know who their delegates will be, and as a result, many are not identified until they register at GA. "That's one of the weaknesses of our election process," said the Reverend Wayne Arneson, chair of Hallman's campaign and co-minister of West Shore Unitarian Universalist Church in Rocky River, Ohio. He acknowledged that some congregations were resistant to receiving campaign information and reluctant to help the campaign contact voters. "They felt there were privacy issues. I would argue that people who are willing to be delegates give up that privacy." Dee Braden, who chaired Morales's campaign and who has been hired as special assistant to the president, had some of the same experiences. "We had to cast a very wide net and get information to as many people as possible in the hope that some of those people were delegates," she said. For the candidates, the travel required for their campaigns was daunting. "It was clear that people expected to see us face to face during the campaign, but I'm not sure how effective that was," said Hallman. One logistical challenge was that many of the UUA's 19 districts held their annual meetings in the spring, and they expected to see the candidates there. "There were 4 or 5 on one weekend, and we managed to appear at 2 of them," said Morales. Hallman said she would have preferred a different format for the joint appearances. "Generally, we were introduced, we'd do a short platform speech, then take questions from the audience to which we would give 3-minute answers. In the next election, I'd like to see a series of conversations so that we could really discuss some of the issues in more than 3-minute segments." Both campaigns put lots of energy into electronic tools. Both had campaign websites, used Facebook and YouTube, and produced DVDs about their candidates. The Hallman campaign, which held its first meeting in June 2006, had a website up early, but the campaign lagged, Arneson said, in not creating a campaign video sooner than it did for the UUA's website and for distribution to congregations on DVD. The Morales campaign began organizing in November 2007 and had a video available in April 2008. The Hallman video was produced in February 2009. Every campaign tries to present a theme that voters will connect with. The Hallman campaign initially presented Hallman's belief that UU growth would come when congregations became transformative spiritual communities, said Arneson. But when some people expressed concern that this was somehow counter to Unitarian Universalism's mission to change the world through deeds, not creeds, the campaign changed its messaging, said Arneson, to focus on covenanted communities, engaged spirituality, and faithful stewardship. Morales's platform was basically unchanged throughout the campaign. It focused on 4 points: the need for change in the UUA culture, creating a sense of urgency about growing congregations, continuing the UUA's public presence on social justice issues, and embracing a multicultural future. Arneson admitted to being disappointed that the Holman theme didn't resonate better with voters. "We misjudged the interest of the UUA electorate in what I would personally describe as a more sophisticated and nuanced election message that challenged our congregations to greater spiritual depth," he said. Were there key moments that the election turned on? The first opportunity for many UUs to see the candidates together was at a candidate forum at the 2008 GA in Fort Lauderdale. Both sides acknowledged that Morales connected better with the audience. "It took a while for Laurel to find her voice," said Arneson. Another key moment was the endorsement of Holman by UUA moderator Ginny Corter. Both sides reported a bounce from that. When the moderator endorsed Laurel, the Morales campaign seemed to get a big influx of people who were suddenly ready to go public with their support, said Braden. Morales spent $92,420 in his campaign, whereas Holman spent $232,646. UUA bylaws, Rule G9-12.8, require that all candidates for an elective office file final campaign finance reports with the Secretary of the Association within 60 days of the election. The complete set of campaign finance reports have been published on the UUA website. The campaigns, both funded entirely from private donations, were also required to list the number of people who contributed money. The Holman campaign, which began informally nearly 2 years before the Morales campaign, reported 729 individual contributors to Morales's 277. The Holman campaign also reported 17 groups that either reimbursed Holman for travel expenses or paid her a speaker's fee in amounts ranging from $50 to $500. The Morales campaign reported no payments from groups. At its April 2009 meeting, the UUA board placed bylaw changes on the 2010 GA agenda that would introduce a new method of electing a president and moderator. For extended coverage, read UUWorld.org's 9-2109 news story. Donald E. Skinner is a UU World contributing editor. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.